The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Though red states feel uncomfortable with same-sex marriage, some conservatives have found something they do like. Our Pepper Lewis reports.
Merton Earle and his friends in the town of Placid, South Carolina, were complaining about gay marriage when they had a revelation.
Well, we were saying if I could marry another guy, I could marry a giraffe, or I could marry a toaster, or I could marry my shotgun. And then I realized I could marry my shotgun.
Merton's parents said they were shocked when their son announced he would marry a 22-inch Browning A-Bolt 12-gauge with a 3-inch chamber and a satin walnut stock, but they've since come to accept it.
They're always together. He's got a million photographs of the thing.
And he talks to it.
He does. For hours. And you know, I think this sort of gun love runs in the family.
I experimented a little in high school.
But Merton's friend Tateman says he's having a hard time dealing with this.
It's one thing if two men get together and they know what they're doing, but is a gun really aware it's making a lifetime commitment? Is this altogether fair to the gun? Oh, who am I kidding? I was in love with that gun, too. Why didn't I speak up first?
We're here at the ceremony where Merton and his gun are taking their vows where they first fell in love. In a deer blind, covered in buck urine.
Do you, Merton Charlemagne Earle, take this gun to be your lawfully wedded gun, to aim and to fire, in sickness and in health, until it's pried from your cold, dead fingers?
I do.
Then by the power vested in me by the great state of South Carolina, I now pronounce you man and gun. You may now kiss the gun on the mouth.
Oh, my God! Ah!
Man on the street!
In the wake of the mass murder in a South Carolina church, southern states and cities are talking about removing Confederate flags from government property. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Well, I don't really see what all the uproar is. I personally like Confederate flags.
Well, now that the stores aren't carrying Confederate flags anymore, people are going to have to buy them on the white market.
But it's a part of our history.
I don't care what they do to their flags, just as long as they don't remove the swastika.
Hey, you know, and the swastika was really just about Volkswagens.
Oh, yeah, I'm flag!
That's why they call it Dixie, because it's full of dicks.
Wait, the war is over?
Water. Delicious water. You need it to live. And now, Nestle's got your water. All of it. It's water just like you used to drink from the tap before we took it and sold it back to you. In this commercial.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle steals your very best water.
Yeehaw! I'm South Carolina's William Robert, head of William Robert's Historical Flags, formerly known as Billy Bob's Confederate Flags and Fireworks Emporium. Yeehaw! Lately, the old Confederate flag has come under fire, much like it did when you Yankees fired on it when we tried to secede. Bet you wish you'd let us go when you had the chance, huh? The Confederate flag has a long history of pissing people off. Some see it as a symbol of hatred, whereas others see it as a symbol of race hatred. We're fine either way, but you folks have finally had enough. True, a Democratic governor was the first to fly it over our state house, but now it's become a Republican thing. And Democrats and liberals have made getting rid of the flag their number one response to the Charleston tragedy, as opposed to getting rid of guns, which might actually prevent gun-related mass murders. They can remove our flag because there's no National Flag Association to block legislation. There's nobody saying, you have to pry my flag from my cold dead fingers, or, flags don't kill people. People who display flags on Facebook kill people. There isn't a Republican or a Democrat left in America standing up for these old stars and bars. Everybody hates our symbol of hate, and there ain't even no goddarn irony in that. So, everything must go. All Confederate flags, half off. No, no, you know what? Quarter off. No, 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 wait. Eighth off. Just take them for free. Get them the hell out of here.
Eventually, all this will die down, and our flags will be flying again.
But for now, this is Billy Bob. I mean, William Robert, saying the only good Confederate flag is a dead Confederate flag. Yeah! A Southern man don't need him around now.
Sweet home Alabama. Amalgamated Bank gives you free credit scores anytime, all the time.
Yay! I got 100. 100's good, right? That's like 100%, right?
Amalgamated Bank. Our fees are slightly lower than everybody else's.
Amalgamated Bank!
Hello there. Bonnie Williams?
Yes, doctor. I'm Bonnie Williams.
You're here to terminate your pregnancy?
Yes, I am, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bonnie, just relax. As you may be aware, before an abortion can be performed in this state, certain procedures must take place.
Yes, I understand.
You probably also know we are the last abortion clinic in the state that's still open, so naturally we take our responsibility very seriously.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, great. First, Bonnie, the state requires me to ask you this question. Why do you want to do such a terrible thing to your baby?
That's a rather inappropriate question, doctor, don't you think?
I'm sorry, Bonnie, but I'm not allowed to tell you what I think. However, state law demands that you explain why you want an abortion.
I'm not going to dignify that question with a response.
That's fine. I hear that all day long. Fortunately, the state has provided several possible answers. You just have to pick one. Is it A, I have a mental illness and should not be around small children? B, I'm afraid of becoming physically unattractive to my boyfriend? Or C, if I had to raise a child, I wouldn't be able to party?
Doctor, I'd really rather not have any of those responses on my medical record.
I understand completely. Why don't I just pick the one that I think it is? Okay.
Can we please do this now?
We're getting there, Bonnie. Now, I'm going to show you a picture, and I want you to look at it and tell me how it makes you feel.
This isn't an ultrasound of a fetus, is it?
No, Bonnie, it is not. This is just a photograph that state law requires you to look at. Relax, it's from People magazine. What do you see?
It's a baby.
Do you notice anything special about the baby?
No, I don't know why you're showing it to me.
Fair enough. Okay, Bonnie, I'll explain. The reason I'm showing you the picture is this baby is so gosh darn cute. Isn't she?
Yeah. What's your point?
Well, Bonnie, my point is state law requires you to consider the possibility that someday you will regret aborting a baby that's not even half that cute.
Doctor, I drove 1,100 miles to get to this clinic, and I'm missing 3 days of work, which I'm not getting paid for. So I would like you to do your job!
Hang in there, Bonnie. We're almost done.
I don't think I need to remind you, doctor, that this is a personal decision.
I totally agree with you. This is an extremely personal decision between a woman and her conscience and her family, which is why we've invited a very special person to have a word with you at this most critical juncture in your life. It's your dad. Come on in, Mr. Williams.
Dad?
What in the hell are you doing? You weren't going to tell your mother and me about this?
Dad, I'm 37.
How did you let this happen? Were you drunk?
Dad, I can't talk to you right now. I'm about to get an abortion.
Who's the father?
I'm not telling you!
Do you even know who the father is?
Dad, this is the best thing for me right now.
Yeah, it's just great. For you. And I thought your sister was the selfish one. I want you to explain this to your mother. I'm calling her right now.
Okay, Mr. Williams, time's up. Thank you for stopping by and helping Bonnie with her decision.
This is my fault for letting you move to Biloxi!
Dad!
What did that innocent little baby ever do to you?
All right, Bonnie, it's just about that time. But before we proceed, I have to ask you once more. Do you still choose to terminate?
Absolutely, yes.
Fair enough. If you'll just sign and initial these forms that say the state did everything within its power to get you to change your mind, but you refused to listen.
Thank you, Doctor. Okay, so we're finally doing this, right?
Yes, we are, Bonnie. After the customary waiting period.
What? I have to come back in 24 hours?
No. Now it's a month.
A month? How do you live with yourself? You're a doctor! You're supposed to help people!
Well, that's not technically true.
You're not supposed to help people?
I'm not a doctor. I'm an actor playing a doctor.
Why are you even here?
Hey, you go where the work is, and none of the doctors would do it.
I want to talk to somebody in charge.
Sure thing. When you go out this door, get in the line of pregnant women that snakes around the block.
You know what, doctor? I'm just going to get back in my car and drive until I find a clinic somewhere in the United States that will give me an abortion.
I hope you find what you're looking for, Bonnie. But if not, we'll see you on July 27th. If we're still open.
If you is or if you ain't my baby, the way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Hi, this is Jeff Chrysler, executive producer of the Final Edition Radio Hour. Tony and I really appreciate all of the listening that you've done, all the laughing that you've done, but frankly, we can't hear it. We don't know about it. We know that you like us. We can feel the love in our hearts, but we don't feel the love spraying on our faces and dripping down onto our ample bosom. So please, do us a favor. Go to our SoundCloud, our iTunes, our Facebook and Twitter, and like us and share us, retweet us, tell your friends, listen up, maybe go to our website, buy our album, send us an email, tweet at us, whatever it is, let us know you're out there. Let us know how we make you feel. Show us your big, throbbing love. Thank you.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
And now a message from the Republican candidates for president.
Good evening. Tonight, I'm addressing the recent tragic, possibly accidental shooting of 9 people at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Why did this shooting happen? That will always be a mystery. There is literally no way to know what the shooter was thinking. Perhaps that's because we know almost nothing about the victims. We don't know if the congregation at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church were African, or Methodist, or Episcopal, but we do know one thing. The victims of this church shooting were thugs. You can tell. Some people are thug-like, somehow. But Republicans want to represent all Americans, be they white, Asian, Hispanic, or thug. So we extend our condolences to the families of these thugs. We know that their passing leaves a large, thug-shaped hole in their thug communities. And for that, we are sad.
Howdy, folks. I'm Bobby Lee Buford Custis Beauregard Pike. You can call me Bobby. And this here's my woman, Tara Lynn Buffy Bonet Polyurethane. You can call her Shut Up.
I got names. Lots of them.
Shut up. What I say. Like any example of Southern womanhood, she is barefoot and pregnant.
It ain't your baby. It's your cousin.
Shut up. He's your cousin, too. Folks, we're here to dispel some of the disinformation that has been spread about our beloved Confederate flag, the flag that our proud ancestors carried into battle on top of an orange-colored 1969 Dodge Charger.
It's part of our heritage.
Shut up! It's part of our heritage. It ain't about hate or racism. That's what the coloreds want you to think.
So, to celebrate it and educate folks, we designed a theme park around this proud symbol.
It's called One Flag Amusement Park, and it's got everything. Exciting thrill rides like DUI Mountain, where you get in the back of a pickup truck while my cousin Luther tries to outrun state troopers.
This here's Luther's baby.
Shut up! It's educational, too. Here we have the Hall of President, where you can hear the words of an animatronic Jefferson Davis.
Gentlemen, we must
was to fight the Yankees, but not to preserve slavery for our grandchildren.
Is that my mama's dress mannequin with playground ball for her head?
Shut up! And everyone is welcome to One Flag Amusement Park, even the coloreds.
That's right. They even got their own entrance, restrooms, and drinking fountains all to themselves. Wow, we even got color folks working at the park.
No, we do not. As much as we would like that, right now, it is illegal.
I meant working for pay.
That'd defeat the whole purpose.
Then who's all them happy dancing niggers and nightly slave cabin minstrel show?
That's my cousin Clem and his kinfolk in blackface.
Ooh, sure enough, massa. We's be having us a hoedown before the catfish fry.
Not now, Clem. One flag is for everyone. Why, did you know that many of our visitors are Yankees? They're kept right behind this stockade in the Andersonville Adventure.
Help, somebody, please.
You're free to throw them snacks. We feed them, but we barely got food for ourselves, thanks to General Sherman's marauders.
So come on down to One Flag Amusement Park before that devil sets fire to it.
It's Confederate-themed fun for the whole family.
That's right, and we do try our best not to separate the colored families.
But sometimes, you gotta.
Nothing personal, just business.
Welcome back to the Bob Scott Show. Substituting for Bob Scott is God.
Line three, you're on the air.
Yeah, God. I was wondering what kind of things you like to do for fun.
I don't know. I do lots of things for fun. Let's see. World of Warcraft. I know I'm about 10 years behind on that, but I only just heard about it. I watch a lot of wrestling, of course.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too. Hey, who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. And of course, I love each one for his own immortal soul and everything. But Kane has some kind of presence, you know?
Yeah. Hey, is The Undertaker going to hell?
No, of course not.
Am I?
Oh, yeah. Line four.
Hi, you were just talking about professional wrestling there. What do you say to people who tell you it's rigged and rehearsed and all that?
What do you mean?
Well, you know that it's all fake. It's a big sham. It's a setup.
It's fake?
We return after the break to the Bob Scott Show, hosted by God.
This fall, catch three new reality shows on TLC. First, from the creators of 19 Kids and Counting, comes an all-new show featuring Jessa Duggar and her molester brother, Josh.
When my brother touched me inappropriately as a child, I knew it was wrong. But I also knew it felt so right.
Oh, Jessa.
Oh, Josh.
Incessantly Incestuous is making critics faint and viewers nauseous.
Oh, ready or not, here I come!
Ugh, Josh, you got your jizz in my hair again. I'm so telling Mom.
Then, from the producers of Duck Dynasty comes the all-new KKK Dynasty.
I think I see some n over there.
Where?
Over there, praying in that church. Now let's go shoot them down.
And finally, we've met Honey Boo Boo's family and Kim Kardashian's family. But now, we are all about to meet Rachel Dolezal's family.
I'm just your ordinary black wife and mother. Just ask my husband.
Yeah, ordinary black wife and mother. Except when you get mad.
What are you talking about? Hey, what did I say about running in the house? Ugh, I need my Chardonnay. Okay, fine, but other than that, I'm totally black.
Except in the bedroom.
What?
Oh, come on. You never let me take the trash out the back door, if you know what I mean.
Because anal is unsanitary. I mean, it's not dope at all, yo.
Yeah, that's not how we say it at all.
You know what? I am this close to getting aloof and judgmental on your ass.
Right here on TLC, we know reality.
Welcome to Outside Thinking, the cultural affairs talk show where all my guests are on their cell phones. Tonight, we think about urban renewal. Joining me is Juan Diaz, founder of the Los Angeles Eastside Artist Collective.
Hey.
And Robin Scaris, managing partner at Mainline Developers Incorporated.
Thanks.
Juan, I'll start with you. Often the first step in revitalizing a neighborhood is getting artists to move in. What makes that difference? Why do artists choose some neighborhoods and not others? Juan.
What was the question?
When artists move into neighborhoods,
How do they choose one poor neighborhood over another?
Well, it's like asking why artists paint a certain picture or write a story. It can be an aesthetic choice. Sometimes tax incentives.
Oh, like the tax incentives for creative artists with total gross receipts under $300,000. Juan?
Hmm? What was the question?
Actually, I'll put this to Robin. Similar tax exemptions also apply to small businesses. Robin, do tax incentives make the whole difference, or does a neighborhood have to reach a certain level to attract artists? Robin, is she wearing headphones? Juan, is she wearing headphones?
Hmm? What was the question?
Robin!
Hmm?
Robin, for the show, which we are doing, can tax incentives attract new businesses to run down neighborhoods, or does a neighborhood have to reach a certain level first?
Well, we can probably sell units to the mid-market, but we've only got a window until next fall, and then interest rates might go up.
So you can sell any neighborhood, even in a high-crime area?
Well, it's now or never, Karen. If Ross doesn't get that, I'm walking away from the deal.
Robin, are you answering my question, or are you on a phone call?
Copper piping, yes.
Oh, God damn it.
Hmm? What was the question?
The question is closing thoughts. What do you think Los Angeles will look like in 100 years?
Can I leave early?
Today on Clickbait. Remember the TV show Bonanza? Whatever happened to the cast? We catch up and see what they're doing now.
They're all dead.
Then, which of your former high school classmates are trying to find you?
None of them. No one thinks about you at all.
Then, take this IQ test to see how smart you are.
It says I'm a genius.
It says I'm a genius.
It says I'm a genius.
Watch this crazy wedding dance.
This is great. I saw it on Reddit 6 months ago, and then I saw it on Jimmy Fallon.
10 famous people who were in famous movies.
Wow, Harrison Ford was in Star Wars?
That's Clickbait, where every click matters, even if it's by accident.
They don't like it when I roll my R's. Here if I do it more. Next on the final edition.
Okay, I think you should do all of this.
What? You don't improvise, that you're telling me?
No, I can't improvise this. There's not enough substance to get my teeth into.
After these messages, the final edition radio hour will go to pi squared.
We will be right back after this.
Yeah, do something French. Imagine drinking wine.
Just did.
We'll be back to discuss on the final edition radio hour.
Okay, these are incomprehensible. That's enough.
We'll be back soon with more of the final edition
radio hour.
Hi, welcome back to the final edition radio hour. I'm Tony Hendra. The final edition radio hour models itself in format and spirit after the National Lampoon radio hour, which was in its heyday exactly 40 years ago when I was editing the magazine. I thought it might be fun to revisit some of the material from the mid-70s and see how it holds up. So hang on to your hats for what we used to call at the Lampoon a trip down memory lane, featuring Chevy Chase, John Belushi, Christopher Guest and Richard Belzer before they were famous, and as a bonus, Michael O'Donoghue at his most insane.
At pictures on the radio.
Why did they send you here?
It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
You do have a my silly buddy.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio.
Lunchtime.
You can shave or wash your hair while our show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio.
Tell it to the Bugle Corps.
Oh yeah.
Say we're smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So tell them what you look like on the radio. Because if they never see you, then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you've acne.
Because they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio.
Yeah.
R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
Or vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
R-A-D-I-O.
you, Marconi.
Mr. Brando, I understand that you refused your Academy Award because of your sympathy with the Indians. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
And most of your energies are now devoted to helping the Indians, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I spend most of my time now.
Well, now, could you tell us why you believe in expending so much of your efforts in aiding the Indian cause?
Well, for one thing, because of the way the Indians have been treated in this country. I mean, you go out to the reservation, and you see how they live. They live like pigs. You know, I mean, because it's the only way they can live. It's the only way the government will let them live. That's one of the reasons. Of course, there are other reasons.
What are some of the other reasons, Mr. Brando?
Dark meat. Boy, I love that stuff.
Beg your pardon?
Dark meat. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brando. Are you inferring that the...
Those Indian squaws, boy. They look like bunnies. Boy, you get one of them squaws and they'll get the out of you. You know what I tell them to do? I tell them to take these two fingers and cut the fingernails off and just stick them up my ass. And I tell them to a pig and to eat its vomit. God, I love that.
A little Miss Muffet, she sat on the tuffet. She wasn't eating her curves. She wasn't eating her way. She wasn't eating her way into my heart. Along came a spider. You know, it sat down beside her. And it frightened Miss Muffet. Yes, it did. Miss Muffet away. Miss Muffet found a way into my heart. Oh, Miss Muffet, oh, Lord, why don't you show me the way? Each night, you know, I pray to heaven. And here's what I say. Ow! Little Miss Muffet, keep on, keep on keeping on your toughest. Got to eat your curds. Got to eat your way. Have mercy. Eat your way into my heart.
Following is a message from the American Safety Institute. Make sure that your children brush their teeth thoroughly after eating brightly colored mushrooms, odd-looking berries, and other things they may find in the woods. These foods often harbor germs that can cause tooth decay. Remember, don't be a careless person. Be a care more person.
Yes, young man, can I help you?
Hey, man, are you the man who rents the bread?
I am authorized to arrange loans, yes, sir.
Oh, you're an actual loan ranger, man, huh? Well, you ain't got a mask or anything.
Sir, perhaps you could tell me what we can do for you.
Well, Mr. Lone Ranger, I want to hire your silver.
Sir, could I have your name, please?
My name is Roland Vicarelli.
Vicarelli, that's the...
My friends call me Space Captain, though.
V-I...
V-I-C. Well, just call me Space Captain if you want.
Oh, Mr. Space.
All right.
I'll give you the card. Mr. Space. Now...
Yeah?
What amount exactly did you want to borrow?
Oh, wow, man, your shoes. Hey, did your old lady put those little holes in your toes?
Sir, my mother passed away some years ago. Now, how much did you want to borrow?
Well, how much you got? Well, I don't know, a million, a billion, sir. I don't know. Look, why don't you just give me a bunch of 50s? I'll put them in my backpack.
Sir.
Hey, man, far out.
What?
Hey, the picture on your desk, man. Are you into dogs? My old lady raises beagles, man. I figured you were a Scorpio. My old lady's one, too. You should come over and see the puppy sometime.
Sir, this is not a beagle. This is my wife.
Oh, wow.
Now, could I have your occupation, please?
Yeah, well, I'm self-employed. you might say.
Self-employed as what, sir?
Oh, well, like me and my old lady, we were into this leather shop with some other freaks from L.A. for a while. But everybody got into this thing where some of us would make the sandals and some of us would sell the sandals and some of us would wear them. And then we'd share the profits. And then our sales manager gave the rent to the guru, gave all our rent to his guru. And the pigs from the health department busted our house, and we split to Mexico and ran into the federales. It really came down.
Sir, perhaps you don't understand. I'm asking, what do you do now for a living?
Well, I'm an importer.
An importer of what?
I don't know. What's ever around?
You import whatever is around?
Yeah, you know, somebody knows somebody who knows a guy who's got something, you know, and say, you got a light, brother?
Certainly, yes.
Here, have a hit.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't smoke.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, this is really outrageous. Mongolian, man. Just one hit. Come on.
You want to get arrested? Besides, don't you understand that you can suffer severe brain damage?
Oh, no, man. Listen, man, I've been smoking since I was 19, man.
How old are you now, son?
18. Hey, let me use that rose clip on your tie, okay?
Are you insane? This is a bank. I don't want to die of a flashback. I have puppies. I mean, children.
Hey, it's an outrageous roach clip, man. It's got a little slide rule on it, numbers and everything.
Stop offering me that thing. You want me to commit a cult murder or something?
Come on, man. What's the matter, man? Chicken? Huh?
Me? Chicken?
Yeah, you know. Buck, 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 buck.
I am not chicken. Here, give me that thing. Give it to me.
All right, now inhale it, man. Just let it go.
Like that.
Right down your throat. Right down. Good. Okay, now hold it in. Hold it in. Hey, you're a Scorpio, right?
Well, no, as a matter of fact, I'm from Indiana.
Hey, look, like I was saying, you know, if you front me the price of a used microbus and say 100,000 pesos, two or three runs, I can get a whole fleet of Land Rovers. And then I can get the dudes from the sandal shop out on bail and get them on the route, you know. And man, pretty soon we'll be able to get a used submarine, maybe a fighter escort, and yeah, maybe battleships and everything. Hey, what's so funny?
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but it suddenly occurred to me that this whole situation was somehow irrelevant to another, perhaps higher level of reality. I mean, if you look at it properly, it's all a game of Monopoly anyway.
Hey, knock it off, man. This is serious. This is no game, man.
All this concern, you know, over power trips, what? I mean, role-playing, this characteristically Western obsession with money.
Listen, man, I'm not talking about money, man. I'm talking about Colombian, man. Tons of Colombian weed,
you
man.
Don't you think that you should stop your obsession with material possessions?
I'm not going to stop my obsession with anything,
man. May I call you brother?
Get off the floor, man. Just get off the floor. Just stay away from me. From me, man. I'm gonna call a guard. Guard! Come over here! Get your gun out! Shoot this guy, man!
You know, Ed Sullivan, we kid him a lot, but Ed Sullivan is one of the greats of this business. And in the cab on the way over to the studio tonight, I had a funny thought. What if Ed Sullivan were tortured? And when I say tortured, what I mean is, what if steel needles, say 6 inches long, were plunged into Ed's eyes? I think it would go something like this.
Canada, and right back out again with nothing to declare. Banff, Alberta. And here in Western Canada's unspoiled Rocky Mountain playground, members of the sinister Canadian Nazi Party meet in their annual rally. The strutting beige shirts gather to stage a book burning of Canadian authors' works, but call off their plans when not enough books can be found to start a fire. Would-be burners of possible books, the sinister Canadian Nazi Party, meeting in Banff, Alberta. Moose Factory, and blood stains the snow in this isolated subarctic community as Royal Canadian Mounties battle Eskimos after being sent to repossess an iron lung. Softened by lush living off the profits of their soap carvings, Moose Factory's Eskimo tribe had gone on an iron lung shopping spree. This tubercular 98-year-old Eskimo woman is dragged from her iron lung and out into the cold where she belongs as husky dogs bark and a finance company representative adds up interest charges. Royal Canadian Mounties doing their duty as always in the blood-stained northern tundra. Ottawa. A moving spectacle unfolds in the Senate of the Canadian Parliament as attendants remove the venerable 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby from the bench where he had sat undetected for the past 35 years. Listed as dead in Senate records, the grand old man of Canadian Parliament was discovered during the current recess by a cleaning lady. All Parliament Hill applauds the 104-year-old Senator Cornish Wallaby on his way to the ambulance. Canada's own Rip Van Winkle found fast asleep in the Senate. Toronto, and 25 of Canada's greatest pro hockey stars arrived to match wits against retarded children in a charity spelling bee. Thousands of eager Torontonians strained to catch a glimpse of their favorite players, and it's Stanley Cup tension as competition gets underway. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone newsreel camera catches the concentration on the faces of the contestants and the disappointment as all 25 of Canada's greatest pro hockey stars lose out in the qualifying rounds. Little Jimmy is a happy mongoloid and a champion speller. Pro hockey stars lose out to retarded children in a charity spelling bee. Truro, Nova Scotia, and Canadian Department of Transport icebreakers prepare to embark on another vital mission to try and find the province of Newfoundland, missing in the fog-shrouded Atlantic wastes for more than 15 years. Previous expeditions have had to turn back empty-handed, but hope runs high that this time, Canada's 10th and newest province will be located at last. Rescue ships setting to sea in search of the missing province of Newfoundland. Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Lord Tweedsmuir Games, featuring North America's third largest indoor checkers tournament, are interrupted by the appearance of a strange furry creature known in legend as the Sasquatch Monster. Our Maple Leaf Megaphone newsreel camera catches a fleeting glimpse of the half-human, half-animal beast as children run and dogs bark hysterically. But order is quickly restored as officials discover that the Sasquatch Monster is only Miss Kamloops for 1974. A happy ending to a moment of panic at the Lord Tweedsmuir Games in Kamloops, British Columbia. The Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs into Canada and right back out again with nothing to declare.
And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour is proud to present the sensational comedy of Dr. Andrew Tillman, cardiologist.
Take that Hippocratic oath, please. I would have taken it myself, but I'm no hypocrite. Moving right along, I want to tell you, students, that a funny thing happened to me on my way to the operating table. A nurse came up to me and said, "Doctor, how many sutures are we going to need for this operation?" I said, "Nurse, suit yourself. Now take my patient, please." He told me that he was very frightened because this was his first operation. I told him I know just how he feels because it's my first operation, too. But seriously, students, this patient may not have been born in this hospital, but he sure is dying here. No kidding, though. Before this operation is over, if I don't run out of patients, I'll have him in stitches.
We close our broadcasting day, as usual, with Matt Lamp Unto My Feet. Tonight's inspirational message will be delivered by the Reverend Otto A. Brown.
In these troubled times, when problems like political corruption, unemployment, mental illness, racial strife, and the breakup of the family seem to be ever on the increase, When one war is no sooner ended than another begins in some other part of the globe, when sometimes we get up in the morning and feel that we look out on a sea of hate which threatens to engulf everything worth saving in this tired old world of ours, in times like these, it is more important than ever that we prepare a place in our hearts where the peace and loving kindness of our Savior can enter in. Love thy neighbor, Jesus said. And we know that he meant by that not just the fellow who lives literally next door to you, but all our neighbors all around the world, whether they're black, white, or yellow, rich or poor, male or female, old or young, long hair or short hair. For how are we going to achieve the happiness and prosperity we're all striving for if we turn against one another with hate instead of love in our hearts? If we are going to preserve any hope for lasting peace in the world, we must learn to live in harmony with all races, colors, and creeds, whether Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, Communist, Atheist, Hindu, all except the Jews. Because, let's face it, the Jews killed Christ. They killed him just the same as if they had murdered him, and we can never forgive them for it. And now, thanking you for listening, this is the Reverend Otto A. Brown saying, God bless you, and good night.
Yes, I am. I'm your methadone maintenance man. Your methadone maintenance man, yeah. La 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 la. One of these days I'm gonna spit this scene. Won't need no dope and no soap, I'll be Mr. Clean.
We will return to the Final Edition Radio Hour after this.
And now, some more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
After calling for the removal of the Confederate flag from the capital of South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley dropped in to visit the city of Charleston. The Final Edition was there to report.
Hello? Anyone here?
Hello, Nikki.
Who are you?
Why, I'm the American flag.
Oh, right. Where is everybody?
Come out! Come out, wherever you are, and meet Governor Haley, who'll soon be a star. She brings you good news, or haven't you heard? When she called out in Columbia, a miracle occurred.
It really was no miracle. What happened was just this. White folks began to nag. Through mud, they'd drag. They landed on the wicked flag, and the dog was soon to wag, which was not a healthy situation for the wicked flag.
White folks began to nag. Through mud, they drag. They landed on the wicked flag, and the dog was soon to wag, which was not a healthy situation for the wicked flag. Ooh, began to sag and was reduced to just a rag of what was once the wicked flag.
We thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly.
You killed it so completely that we thank you very sweetly.
Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old flag at last is dead.
Ding dong, the flag is dead. Which old flag? The wicked flag. Ding dong, the wicked flag is dead. Wake up, you talking heads. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked flag is dead.
As mayor of Charleston City, in the land of South Carolina, I welcome you most regally. This is a day of independence for Charlestonians and their descendants. Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old flag at last is dead.
Ding dong, the flag is dead. Which old flag? The wicked flag. Ding dong, the wicked flag is dead. Wake up, you talking heads. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked flag is dead. It's gone where the scapegoats go. Below, 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 yo-ho. Let's open up and sing. And ring the bells out. Ding dong, the merry-o. Sing it high,
sing it low.
Let them know the wicked flag is dead.
We represent the Junior League, the Junior League, the Junior League. And in the name of the Junior League, we would wish to welcome you to Charleston.
We represent the Trolley Car Guild, the Trolley Car Guild, the Trolley Car Guild. And in the name of the Trolley Car Guild, we wish to welcome you to Charleston. We welcome you to Charleston. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. From now on, you'll be history.
You'll be hip.
You'll be hip.
You'll be history.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Hey, what's going on here?
A black man.
I am black.
I am gay.
And I am Latino.
We're the new Republicans.
Hey, my black friend. You are African American all the time. Tell the people why you are Republican, why don't you?
Glad to, my same-sex friend. I am a smaller government guy, who is also a black guy.
And I am a part of a growing group of Spanish-type people.
We're the new Republicans.
As a Latino man, I'm not going to deport myself.
I no longer wish to deport you, only to discriminate against you in more socially acceptable ways.
As do I, my fellow minorities. I am gay, but I feel gay marriage should be between a man and a woman.
We're the new Republicans.
I think evolution might be true.
I think facts might be true.
Global warming is still not true.
We're the new Republicans.
As a black man, I no longer believe in not helping black people.
I am gay. I am here. Get used to it.
I speak Spanish.
Now America has a real choice.
It's like the choice between Oreos and Hydrox.
Vegas and Atlantic City.
Type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes.
We're the new Republicans.
Are we off?
That was pretty good.
I'm going to be the gay guy next time.
Here we are outside our luxury camping lodge. Dawn breaking over the Serengeti. Gathered together as men. Real men. And Gloria.
Thank you, Davis.
The time has come to pack up our lunches, pick up our guns, and stealthily stalk forth to conquer the terrifying wild game of the African plains.
Gotta show them animals who's boss.
Damn straight. Keep your wits about you, fellow huntsman.
And woman.
And woman. And now, for pride.
For glory.
For America.
Eyes peeled. Our prey can be sneaky and well camouflaged.
Hey, Davis. Look over there. What's that?
Do you think it could be?
My God. It's an elephant right by the watering hole, peacefully having a drink in the morning sun. The hunt is on. Hank, you take the rear. Gloria, you come with me. Elephants are wily beasts, but if we surround our prey and stay on our guard, there will be no chance of her escape.
Gotcha.
Let's do this.
Look at that beast, paddling in the shallow water, flicking an errant fly away with the swat of her ears. She may look gentle, but looks can be deceiving.
You are so right.
Do you have any idea how destructive an elephant can be? How much grass an elephant can eat?
I'll bet it's a lot.
Plus, elephants are assholes. They re-gift. When they share hummus, they double-dip. Ones in marginal constituencies don't even bother the vote.
My God!
Exactly. And I bet you when we post a picture of this monster's rapidly cooling body on Facebook, a bunch of un-American leftist Muslims are going to be up in arms about the environment.
Like when I shot that deadly but deceptively fluffy baby monkey yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Or when I shot that extremely menacing giraffe.
Too right.
Okay, this is it. Locked and loaded?
Locked and loaded.
Looks like Hank is in position.
You guys, I'm in position.
Right. You stay here, and I'll complete the circle. On my signal. One. Two. Three.
Woman down. Oh, God, I think I'm dying.
Davis, you got me in the gosh darn leg.
My eyes. My eyes. Did we bag the trophy?
No, man. The elephant is sauntering away into the trees.
It has all been for nothing. Life is futile.
Gloria. No. Oh, God. Why? Damn you, elephant! Damn you! Damn you!
The following announcement was posted on the Final Edition job board.
We are a nursery school seeking an armed guard, as required by the National Rifle Association. Because we've had issues with previous guards here, we're asking candidates to meet the following criteria. Please be sure your semi-automatic assault weapon has a safety switch. We've had some problems with curious little fingers finding their way to the trigger. Please have at least a 10th grade education. We will check. Please do not extort money from the children or put some of the smaller students on trial. If you're a trained member of law enforcement, please do not keep loudly asking yourself how your life has come to this. It gets monotonous. And finally, if you're a pedophile, at least have the courtesy to tip well.
This has been a notice from the Final Edition Job Board.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Ann Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.